So,
first, just to translate the homage to He who in his compassionate wisdom taught the sacred Dharma for the shunning of all views, to him, to Gautama, I bow down. So first of all, good evening to everybody, to those of you who are new and those that we haven't had the chance to meet in a long time, like Anne is back today. It's been a long time without getting to see each other, and so I hope everyone has had a good break. I know that I've had a good few months here.
So, here,
to begin with, we will do a meditation on the breath. And so again, a lot of us haven't met for a long time now, and although we may have had some sort of thoughts about Dharma and so forth, it's easy to be sort of influenced by all of the kind of like chaos and disturbances in our environment. Due to that, the kind of things that we have to meet with and other sort of issues that come up in the environment around us, we can have a kind of mental disturbance. It can be really difficult to try and do some sort of practice due to that kind of the influences of our environment. And so here, we will begin with doing a kind of meditation wherein we let go of all of the kind of negativities. And in turn, this isn't a kind of meditation of giving and taking in the normal sense of like generating bodhicitta. But here, we are in this case, when we breathe out, sort of like letting go of all of that, and when we breathe in, we are taking on all of the sort of blessings of the body, speech, and mind of all of the Buddhas, in particular our own root guru or special kind of meditational deity, whoever we feel a close connection with. We imagine that the blessings, the kind of qualities of their body, speech, and mind come in with our breath, and coming into us, they then bestow the kind of blessings onto our body, speech, and mind. So in this way, we imagine when we are breathing in that we are drawing in all of those kinds of good blessings.
So, kārāra chūrā, tīndē kārādī, anī gī lūk kārāyīmpa yinārē, sīng kārāyīmpārē yinārē, jīsō kā kārā sōsō, tētkēng kā sōsō, jīsō kārā tēkārā wā tēsō, kārā cāngā chīk pā, ūk nyam tūtū pā, chīk lūyā sāmbā, ūk kūrāng tāng, dēyā kūrāng sāmbā tākārā tāng, sō dūyā dūyā tēchīng tākārā ngā sāmbā tāng tū, sō ūk, Ikanen so duna tigre, ya yambana so duna samatana de, sosorangi, kumshi karatana de, kevakemindu, pa tensuntan, ya so tensu, the pa chitan, yang so chitan, yang pa chitan, so chitan, tingma, gucci naku.
So here, when we are breathing out and breathing in, we can do so through just like a single nostril, or we can do so through both nostrils, whatever we're kind of comfortable with. But as we are breathing out, we should imagine that whatever sort of negativities or whatever kind of difficulties that we are experiencing, and these are individual, we each are able to recognize whatever kind of troubles we are having in a way that others are not able to recognize that. So whatever kind of individual difficulties, troubles of our physical variety, with our body, with our mind, with our various sort of societies, our interpersonal kind of issues, imagine that in conjunction with breathing out, we're just like letting those go. Here again, whatever kind of habit we have as far as sort of familiarity we have with breathing in through one nostril, or we can just do it through both nostrils, we should imagine as we breathe in, we're breathing in all of those blessings, and when we breathe out, letting go of all of those troubles and difficulties. And so we'll go back and forth doing like a 9-round session of breathing.
Thank you. Ani ta chang ma so so ran sem ti ma shi le 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 pa ba tang so so ki ta chi ki nga ka re na pa chen be sam ba tang du sem ti pa le le cha ye le ge re wa ye.
So pacifying and kind of relaxing your mind in that way. I hope that doing this kind of practice will help you to get rid of those sorts of troubles and difficulties and be able to be relaxed.
But tangongondo thala lap se twa wo dige tangondo ti pashwe yi ne ti jula tsu chuna ngushine tis drop na ngushine tro roma do yina ya kama chunga se ne ti wo ti la se yi.
So here, as for the main topic tonight, it is the 7-point mind training. And so last time I gave a little bit of an introduction together with the sort of biography of the author, of the one who sort of wrote this down, Geshe Chekhova. So here then tonight we'll get into the actual text, beginning with this first point, which is training in the preliminaries. And so here, there are four points to that, and we'll go through those. And if we have time, we'll then get into the training in the awakening mind, the main practice. And then there will be like 15 minutes at the end for question and answer.
Deze menda wa du yu ben na lo ne tangpo di karasana nun jo tuenji chwe tenpa se go tiri. Ta di na nga kachang kora nga tikwa chimbi go lo chung la yu tuwa, jitang lo chung ma la pa che, tikwa chimbi go lo chung siye chi. Uta tikwa chimbi go lo chung siye yung duwi di ki kar che go rasana, rang ta nam gyun ten nga su ti yung kacha siya baya na, kwa ching siya baya baya na, rang tang shen yi ge na ne, rang so Chenigi, some tang tigra. Nigi, that te watch be lojong jam dugi, dillo de pa jangres. Car jangres sent to Ramzo, chigarlo de pa, shachin, ma churutan nigi, that shenzo, some tangres. Dillo tigi, and in jondarchi res, jondar, log, jondarchi, chitango, jondarchi, tamanda yurete, that tantang aranzo lo jondang, jondarchi, jondang di. Nam gyunde rang zora chigeti da ngarne tapar man rang zora chene yongre imbayna tande ne ga su sanzam ra ko ale do ti samo chita da di yago mindu sambayna o da rang sege de zo chene yago mindu dile shen zora chego yusare sambe ga shen zora chiro chita de ne lo de jong da chige sege de oda te go chim lo jong se o tere.
So then out of, again, this is called the 7-point, and actually it's the 7-point Mahayana mind training here. So out of the 7 points that sort of encapsulate this text, the first of these is the presentation of the preliminaries, the basis. So here, this text is not just a kind of mind training text, but it is actually in the title, and unfortunately my English doesn't have this, but is the 7-point Mahayana mind training. So it's not just about sort of training our mind, but in particularly examining sort of the way that we hold ourselves, the view that we have of ourselves, and the way that we hold others. We hold ourselves as primary, like our own aims, our own needs are most important. And this is something that we need to sort of purify. We need to try to train our minds to decrease that sort of self-focus and instead increase our focus on others, our kind of self-cherishing attitude, that thought of cherishing others. So continually, like thinking about up until now, we have sort of followed our own aims, and looking at where that has got us, we then have the desire to exchange that, to think about pursuing as much as we are able to increasing that kind of thought of cherishing others.
Hindu tati nangone tambo ngondo talalap sigete na ngondo tela kazu yorsa na ngondo shi yore tati shibuti namgyunte ngaram suma si kotsa yore ane ngondo shibuti karasa na tambo de tajur lute de nye gawa tang tuyeche wa samba sigete re susu lute de ane yamana nye gawa yamana nye gawa de lute de tokyo de tuyeche buri es oda de ngondo chuyishiga nane tangbo tiri niwa di karasana ani chiwa mitakwa samba sige tiri niwa di ni sumba di karaya sasuna ani le yunde samba dan gyu di le tenne debu di chung sige jura gyu le tenne debu chung lu chung tang di o di sumba tiri 시베데 그러서는 고로에 님이 있어요. 고로아 님이 있어. 다디 에 먼저고 최시 양마나 민치라 먼저고 최시 있으려고 그래. 민치라 야 지 그규다 콘소 사자다 콘소 그 민딱다 지네. 로도 안 남바시 있어. 어딘데 누구래? 된다. 지거래.
So here, as far as the preliminaries, as it says, the first train in the preliminaries, there are four preliminaries, and these are things that you have probably heard many times. So the first of these is the difficulty of finding this kind of precious human rebirth, and its great value. So not only is this human rebirth, this birth that we have right now, something that is extremely difficult to find, but it is also greatly meaningful. The second sort of contemplation out of these four preliminaries is then thinking about death and impermanence. And so thinking about death and impermanence is then the second of these. And then the third is contemplating karma, cause and effect. Like from this kind of cause comes this sort of result and so forth. And finally, the fourth of these is thinking about the defects of samsara. So here, these are given sort of many different names, like the four, in other Buddhist schools, they're called like the four turnings away, or here, the four preliminaries, but they're the same kind of topics. So here, contemplating the difficulty of finding such a rebirth and how greatly meaningful it is, I think this is something that is really important to contemplate, particularly given the kind of situation that we have. So it's really important for us to recognize, I mean, those of us who are here, we all have so many conducive conditions. Not only do we have this precious human rebirth, but we also have all of these kinds of like conditions around us that are quite fortunate. But yet most of the time, or a lot of the time, we focus on, oh, this isn't quite right, or I need this thing. And we're focused on what we're dissatisfied with, what we don't have, or what's not quite right. Instead of looking at all of the things that we do actually have and trying to make good use of them, we instead sort of focus on all of the things that we don't have. So thinking about the kind of difficulty of finding such a rebirth, the sort of situation that we have is something very precious. By recognizing that, then we can turn toward looking at what we do have and using that for something that is very meaningful. So in the same vein, Jie Lama Tsongkhapa has said that it is by thinking about the sort of difficulty of finding such a rebirth, we don't procrastinate. We use what we have right now. We recognize that it's something very hard to find. And then by thinking about how greatly meaningful it is, this causes us to give up those kinds of meaningless activities. When we see that what we have in this life is something that on the basis of which we can use for something greatly meaningful, really understanding that will make us give up those sorts of actions that are harmful to others, those things that have no value or no meaning. So here,
in terms of recognizing how precious this kind of rebirth, this kind of life with these leisures and freedoms is, we could start by just looking at our head, even. Thinking about the sort of brain that we have, look at the kind of capacity that we have in terms of being able to think and use this sort of brain in comparison to other types of beings. We have a much greater sort of capacity. The type of birth that we have taken gives us this brain, which is really something quite incredible and precious. And then, like, look at the two eyes that you have, the ability to be able to see and use these eyes for all kinds of things. There are beings that are born without eyes or don't have the ability to see, have gone blind. So just having these two eyes and the ability, that visual sense that is able to see and perceive things, this is something too that is quite fortunate to be able to have. And we have these two ears that work and function and can hear noises. There are beings that are born deaf or don't have the ability to actually hear other noises, don't have the ability then to communicate or be able to hear what others say. And we too have the ability to smell. We can enjoy all kinds of different nice smells due to having this sense power. And then we get to our tongue and our ability to speak. And speech is one of the things that is really, like, having this level of communication. Other types of beings might be able to have some limited sort of communication, but the level at which we are able to speak and communicate using the kind of tongue power or speech power that we have, this is something that we are really fortunate to be able to possess. Like, looking at other types of beings, or even those among humans, having such a power is something that we should be very grateful for. And so too, like with our hands, we are able to do many things with our hands. There are many types of beings who don't have that kind of dexterity. We have the ability to work and use our hands in many different ways, both to accomplish really good things and also potentially to accomplish very bad things. We also have the ability to get around. We have two legs and can walk in a way that other beings can't do. And so just even looking at our physical body, we can see the kind of good situation that we have. In particular, the best part of it, I would say, is our brain and that capacity to be able to think that it gives us.
Me yak tinde ge chilu chetan la tene ge samatang ji ta ngama de sa jo ge to cho ye na sam de shi ta yo re tene maong be ge cha sha go ye na maong ba so 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 su po go so su pin ja ta de de ge che de wo de che sun na che ta rang ge samatang ye na che cho ge samatang ye ne ma ma re da wa ma re lo ma re tinde lo ti maong bu go to la ma ju samatang tu ye Tinege, Tinepa, Gasona, and they pugu, 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 kio, Tine, Tapchi, Mongo, or Pogu, 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 and the day some of Tantanigi, Legamapo, she could teach a bomb as some of the distanguri. Did this some of Tanya did, Russian, that Yuris, Pachi, Mari, Maras Milamado, Dichone, Anamio Mari. That you do some jetazola, Cashella, Tavarezeta, Tide, some time today, you chose a Lutan, Tide, Cashetua. ओ मदो दि मदो मिले पछि मदो बे समतिले युरिन बुतिने ता थुय मारे त मे लुजे दिगे दं देवे बने समता या दि अनि गे ता आराम सो समता या दि खर्चे गोरस न समति त तंदा परला मा कुरे ने ल तिते चिलुंग ने का तिते छेशा त केवा जुमा ने जुमा कुरे ने तिले गे का मा छे बे छेतु देने देने देवर टोर छे गे たれがちちとさまさまたんねげさまたんわなしがちばいちとくよたたちとてでちとけでせんでならぞらじゃよれならぞるぐてんねちとくよれおててちとわいんべんであにぎあたなんべしゅねしべでわちんすげしよれでわちんげちんじゅせんばあにちょらばたちょらばてそけやんあにならぞぎ Sebulingi milu itu ada lima sosis konsogi yang menam sotekuyori. Anjur luite itu ya aku sebuci cikgu punya kecil versen, cikgu punya kecil mana? Luite di dilatene samlo sebuci tangtu ya tang. Ane tuhce pun sebuci cipta ya ke luite jimbang itu. Di sini konsogi menam sotekuyori. Di sini jimbang itu anjur luite di mana? Di sini ya aku sebuci sam. Di sini luite ya aku di ni apa di? ता
Independence upon having this kind of brain, this sort of complex brain, you're able then to have a sort of complex, developed mind. We have a mind that has a great capacity for thought. We have the ability to think really far, both sort of looking into the past and what those of the past have said and how we have acted, as well as like thinking far into the future, making plans. It's not like we're just able to make plans for today or for next month or something. We have children, but we're only thinking about the next few days. But rather, we can make plans for future generations, our children, our children's children, and think that far into the future. We have that kind of capacity because of the sort of complexity of mind and brain as humans, that we are able to have that sort of long-range, long-term kind of thought that is distinct from others. I mean, other than humans, like there are maybe some who think a little bit ahead, like goats and sheep or something. They may have some sort of yearly kind of calendar in their head or something, but thinking about long-term kind of plans, it, other than humans, they don't really have that sort of capacity. And so here, we should think about the fact that it's not sort of... although right now we have this kind of set of good conditions, up until now in samsara we have had to experience all kinds of difficulties. And so if we now sort of change our course, how we go about thinking, work with our mind, we have the ability to, instead of continuing on experiencing these kinds of difficulties, instead to go from good to good, sort of go from better situation to better situation. And the sort of life that we have right now, we often hear about prayers of to be born in Sukhavati and so forth, but real bodhisattvas actually make prayers to take a human birth such as ours. And it's not because it's like, oh, that's the best thing that they want, but rather because it has these conducive conditions to be able to benefit other sentient beings, themselves included. So there are those bodhisattvas who make prayers to be born in such a body. And so right now we have found this. We have found found something that is very difficult to find. We've sort of gone through why this sort of rebirth is precious. But when we look at this kind of life in comparison to other types of beings, we can see just how difficult it is to find, how rare it is to have such a rebirth. Because if we think about, even if there are like however many 8 billion human beings, when we look at just like a small patch of earth or a patch in the ocean or something, the kinds of beings, sentient beings that exist even in such a small part of land or sea or something is really almost unimaginable. If we were to extend that out, the sort of number of sentient beings other than humans is much, much greater. And so even though, even among humans too, like there are those who have been born as humans who have this kind of human form or this human life, but they really lack conducive conditions. Not all humans have the kinds of conditions that we have. There are those who are born as humans, but are really just basically struggling to sustain themselves. Finding even enough food to eat is a struggle. And we are in a situation where we don't have that. We are able to always find food to feed ourselves. And we have no trouble finding clothing. We have good clothing to be able to take care of ourselves. Whereas there are those who might not be able to find such conditions. And there are those who have to dwell in really sort of poor kinds of dwellings, like something that is made out of wood or grass. And we have these kinds of really nice, fancy homes by comparison. And as well, not only do we have those kinds of sort of external conducive conditions, but we have the kind of conditions that are really ideal for things like study. We have the ability to make use of our mind by pursuing whatever it is that we might be interested in. We have the ability to kind of pursue whatever work we might be interested in. And so here, recognizing that such a rebirth, when we really look at it in comparison to all other types of sentient beings, this is something that is extremely rare.
Draw music and alone, Mambo Yoris and Tangaranso, Tosina. Jetam me to good to Jesus, Yoris, the Dina Lena, the dead to get Zongeta, the dead in the Yuvetin, and to get in the Zongeti, me Mambo Resina, me Mambo Marie. And that Tangaranso Nessa D, and eh, Amishigay, Messiah, some galaxies, you get it all, Sire, some galaxies, Yuri, D. Gangla, die. Nupjo chola, jagab kasheji, and ye chig rawa, yoba tuja zombo kashejure. Tim mabege, mambush manjo tostaina, ludechina oza yoina, tunge tachana, matang, ka, rawa, kune megoto, sharjo batang, na abrigala soba mambo, chigan, diga jura. Didier not to come at kune midoa. Mel and do, samatang, so so ludetin digitu, tunge digitu, some digbe chatu. Samatang nege, tanga mati ko kyang kyang do diyang tigmin do diyang tigmin do samatang yate, tis soso ke chik chokshi ma jeba. Tas yujo dinde yore, di no soso pyoche cheba yana chiye chike, chala ta maso ka chasang yore te, tundu chi nga dang min do sanga samba mambo tang nege, soso ta kanga teba soso sugu yuwa chi. Pe soso kanga so yate, tis ke chik mang chaga so chire. Ima yin do, ta dinde ke tengla, Sanguette,
So So here at this time, those with all of these conducive conditions are very few, even among like all of the many people in the world. If there are 7-8 billion people, say, the amount of people who really experience the kind of life that we have with all of the kind of conducive conditions is very few among those who are born as human. So we should recognize this. I mean, having been born in America, with over 300 million people, this is a place where many people experience this kind of birth with these conducive conditions. And maybe there are some other countries in the West, I don't want to get too much into that, but there are places in the world where there are not these kinds of conducive conditions, where even being born as a human is quite a different experience than we have as the rebirth that we have taken right now. And so instead of having this sort of sense of like, oh, well, this isn't right, or I don't have this, this really is a sign of a lack of satisfaction, a lack of satiation. And it's basically, we are creating our own suffering rather than being content with what we have, seeing that, oh, I have all of these kinds of conducive conditions that are quite difficult to find. Instead, we're thinking, oh, I don't have this, or this isn't quite right. And that lack of contentment really is the door to so much suffering. So instead, by knowing a sense of contentment or satisfaction, we can close the door to that suffering. It lessens as well our kind of attachments and desires. And attachment and desire is another source of many of our sufferings. And so this is the hope that I have in having us contemplate this, is that we can generate that kind of sense of contentment that leads to fewer desires and really closes off a lot of our suffering.
ཁོ་ཅིན་དེ་ནེ་ད་ཅིག་ཡ་བ་ཅིག་དང་དེ་ནེ་ལུ་དེ་དེ་དང་སེམས་ཉི་དེ་ཡ་བ་ཅིག་ཡོ་བ་དེ་ནེ་ད་དུན་ད་ཁར་ཅིག་ལེགས་ཁར་ཅིག་རེ་སེ་བོ་ད་ལེགས་ཡ་ག་ཐོ་ཅིན་པོ་ཅིག་ཡོ་རེ་ལེགས་ཐོ་ཅུང་ཅུང་ཅིག་རེ་སེ་དུ་གི་ད་དེ་ཅིག་ལེགས་དེ་དང་སེམས་ཉི་ཡ་བ་དེ་ནེ་ཡོ་བ་ཅིག་ཁུ་ཉི་གི་སུང་ཅིག་ཐོ་ནེ་ནེ་ད་ཅིག་ 다 표주 제단데라 그래요서네 니 니우디 가라서나 셴나 마녀 버치시스 셴나 페 마도나 셴나 마녀 버치시 그래서 콤바탄 버틸라 다 콤바 니버틸라 셴나 마녀 버치짜 마임 바라 셴나 마녀 베테네 마녀 버치 베테네 셴나 페 토베 레가시 제고레스 Там нос четун надо, яхшо рета, нос чемоду бы имбаяная, кэду имбаяна себе наладе, та сенсе туге, кангала сум деба, не трова, пёчен по себе жюре, рансе туне зуцо зуне, чимато минду, та чик ранг чету чеба лета, а не сен чик чету, сен мамбо чик чету чегу, самбо самбо ге, дубате па, тамбоне ту, станг шаба имбаяна, диранг самло ти, бэ, 때 고양양 시어주세요 그래 가르치는 고양양 수고를 써도 랑짱짱 삼무땅 용어인 배인도 배때 쌤들이 무슨 도로 삼무땅사 지금도 용어로 시행세요도 랑파 르땅이게 아니 시행파 파파파 도스 삼무땅이게 아니 문에 지금 내가 철라템부 약과도 디스 제도나 배 쌤나나 아니 가담나 Shell a pant over to Nash, to some nigger, Semakala, Sem Kipti, Tinkuyaro, Yaro. A nigger, Miggy, Gamabo, Shay, by a man, Tachi Gayo, but the Narankasu to say to the Chigi, Samasam of the Jachero, Chero Chituri. The Imbay Dugay, a nigger, Shanga Samato, Stantoena, turn Shisha the Chituri. That Turchu Chigi, you are in bed, and let the Ranchiguran some of the dance. Ranchiku. 되면 내가 진이 두고 두나 근데 남지 불안 삼았당 그 말한 여자식이 또 그 말한 멀티고 식이 또 그 직직이 또 다 작업한다 작업 그 먼저 작업을 직직이 또 어디 대자 삼당 아니 가마 치러 어디 대용구 요인 배도 남지 불안 삼아마다 안서 어디 내가 제외나 남지 불안 치도 내가 맞지 어 Ranchi Kurang Che to Chevena, Shella Manubet in a Chetuna, Combatan with the Yes, what a sugar already.
So here, this mind and body, this kind of connected mind and body, this rebirth that we have right now, is something which is so valuable. So if we recognize that it's something valuable, and then we evaluate, well, should I do something sort of trivial with this, or should I do something of great value and meaning? Well, we should use this kind of valuable thing for something very meaningful. So when we use when we have this sort of meaningful kind of rebirth, we should use it for something that is beneficial. And in terms of what is good, or what is the good or best kind of use for this, at the beginning, we should at least not harm others. If we aren't able to benefit them, we should at least refrain from causing any sort of harm. And not only should we not harm them, but if we are able to, we should do things that are of benefit to others. So here, in terms of thinking about when we are only focused on our own aims, it very much narrows the scope of our view. We become sort of like, when we look at evaluating, like, well, me and my one person versus all other sentient beings, there's really no kind of comparison. But when we are focused on just ourselves, our mind becomes like so tight, so narrow, that any kind of disturbance is extra sort of disturbing to us. Whereas when we focus on others, when we expand our mind out, it becomes more expansive and calm. When we are able to think of others and sort of relax the mind, and as much as we are able to, we try to help others. We are focused on their aims. Even if some sort of difficulties may come up, we aren't as affected. We're more able to just deal with that difficulty rather than see it as something like, when we are so narrowly self-focused, it's like, oh, they're hurting me. Oh, this is against me. Oh, he's doing this in order to get at me. And we have that very sort of narrow view that allows any kind of harm to be kind of overwhelming. So we see ourselves as like the only one who experiences this. Instead of just thinking about ourselves, the way, again, to make this life meaningful is to begin by at least that first step of not harming others. And, you know, really, when we are focused on ourselves is when we tend to harm others. When we are thinking only about getting our own aims met, we are willing to harm others or do things that cause them suffering in order to achieve that. And so in order not to harm others, really expanding our mind outward and thinking about others is a way to stop harming them.
Jomita Sama said to it. That Dingala Maranzugi, Ninka Wagon, Tang, Turn Chamber Chip to get Ludeti, Maranz Tore. That you talk your deed to Zuri Pukasu degree, Sesona. Tangaranzo draw music in Bessanig to Zuri, show the Kasutan, Rojalas, Mato, take Marie. Dear Rojal, Jadi Ring Lord, Ringla, and it Lord Menanzo Chungjung, eh? Say, ya, drone degree. Ani kansam chene ke lupu tang tezo tang 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 chita yuwa yinpa yina yang degi ongo tsu maa kyo ni nan ngama nung shing chune cheme dobe tuju chi sha yung kruwa da degi sha nage ani kali kali chene ke lo kazu degi resa nganzo tute tang suan nam jabde kazu yuwa na lo kya laksa chile chun degi marwa mewa yinpa yindu ani ki degi ngaranzo ge lu degi tun chepo topkyo ke lu degi Ani kendeti negiore sesona da cio meta ga tola tu se kombatiam tevaci pa duna cio meta ga duna pa tu se kombatiam tevaci se di kombatiam ba di rawan yore sen rawan yore mare ko tuzi gu chane ge korang korang sabu wala tuzi chane korang rawan me mara drote gore pe cha sha wayena naranzo trak chenbu nangla la ani Chatim Chambo, Chikinigi, and the Pakitudua. Tachi, such a dindaji nigger chat, Chadi, Trakan Kinigi, Megashiga, water to Uyuena, Dinan Lubane, and the Tapo, here a tiny near Duora, Pakitudu. Tāng ārāṅ tsū yāṅ sāma tāwē na tītā chīkpa chīkyāṅ rē. Tāng nāng nā tā khitā kīgī yuwa mār tā yīmbā yīnā tī nāng shīng kī ārāṅ tsū tū o sī tā nyeru 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 tū gō rē. Tī yīmbā yīn tū kī tū sī rīmbu chī dēk rī wē sī na nā dēk mā rē. Tāng tā mā tē bā yīmbā yīn tū tā tū chē bū tū kī tū chē bū sī na sū bū tāng tāng yuwa bā sāma tāng tū bē kī tū sī tī lā nā lē gā tā chē bū rē. Mā tū chī wā mē tā bā tī kī tū yīmbā yīmbā tī hā kū mā rē. Dūlāni tīndi sū tuwa tēshā, tuwa tēyā tīla kīngiān tūkṣā chī chūngā yīmbāi nā gyākū tuyā rī, yīmbāi yīn tūgī tāndā nē rāng, anī chē gu tū sī wadā tī sūngu wā rā chī wā mītā gu sāng rū tū.
So the second of these preliminaries is contemplating death and impermanence. While we have right now attained this kind of rebirth, which is difficult to find and greatly meaningful, it's not something that will remain forever. We can't just rest on that, but rather we recognize that at the longest, maybe we'll live for 100 years or more. That's kind of the longest length we can possibly try to remain. And there are times within even that duration of our life when although we may have physical fitness left, our mental capacities or our sense faculties decline, they sort of withdraw in. Or there are times where we are not really able to actually use this kind of body and life for the Dharma. And so we should recognize that this body, this life that we have right now, it's as if we're constantly sort of walking toward death. We are constantly moving toward the time that we will die. And there's nothing that we can do to stop that. This is something we are helplessly having to do. It's sort of like if we imagine there are some chickens that get loaded up on a truck and they're, say, being driven to Chicago where they're going to be killed. With every moment, they are moving closer and closer to their imminent death. And that is the kind of situation that we are in. We don't want to, but we are helplessly moving toward that time when we will have to die. So there's no certainty about when that will come, when we meet those sort of conditions that will lead to the end of this life that we have, but recognizing that it is impermanent, that we won't have this forever. This is the kind of contemplation of death and impermanence.
저는 어떤 이제 치유 믿다고 삼았다야지 담 치유 믿다고 삼았다는 게 요새는 되게 소소한 게 루틴이 된다 리부아 소소게 루데랑 삼을 맞다 받체 치유 믿다고 삼을 맞다 체 소소당 저 메교게 베게지 두즈두고 요 삼았다 하나 네 소소나 시 펜토르스 하나 이제 시다 펜토고 말해 배차세와는 주주들 삼다 아 다 두즈두고도 주주 요 시고도 주주차 차스 두고도 세겐 차스 두고도 진짜 된저 약 두고도 대고 땡보다 민도 삼 백에 삼로 가서 땅에 나게 진짜 두지 두고 두고 해봤대 소소 뉘딩나 삼로 마땅 안 보이나 소화 전에 내가 말해 그게 대체 지 두고도 백에랑 지 지 두고 사람 삼로 마도 소소 삼로 삼로 전 두고 말해 맞어 있다 지기 전이 주 대교기 야 미지로 인도기 전이 두 두기 근데 지금 그러셨나 주제조도 자취제 미타데 제바이 미치스 다도 좁아 죽심 쉬우츠 그래로 이마나 자취제라 소니게 다디 죽어죽으레스 다디 죽어죽으레 다디 죽어죽 죽어 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 가자 죽어 예배 주제데가 코 주제네 게 주제 제도 상 됐다면은 잡으라나 근데 상부터 요이나 뒤 밑에 거디 상부터 되게 세면 좀 시키나 错了个么多，现在错的，什么错错好了那个么多。但这里个没有一点，可是说说让我等个什么么当呗，见的。到底什么当呀的，说说让个绿带个定了，说说让个绿带的出现，让你出现，没得关系的，那你千万也别，其实什么当都什么当呢？等等，那什么当呢？错了呗的，用个意思，第一就偏到没啥用个意思。 但是，没得过，希望没得过什么当，说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说
So here, when we are contemplating death and impermanence, this is something that we really need to think about in relation to our own body and life that we have right now. We can't just sort of think about other beings like, oh, they're all going to die. All sentient beings are impermanent. That being over there is going to have to die, and so forth. If we're just thinking about other sentient beings dying, that's really not going to be of particular benefit to us. Like, I could look at the clock and think, like, wow, this thing is impermanent. I mean, you can hear it ticking moment to moment to moment. It's changing. It's not remaining the same, even for a split second. It's something that is constantly changing and impermanent. Well, that's not really going to help you with having a feeling about your own impermanence. Like, for example, in the seven texts on valid cognition, they talk about, there's this syllogism that is used again and again, that the subject sound is impermanent because it is a product. So one is thinking about, well, sound, it's something that doesn't remain permanently, it's changing moment to moment because it comes from causes and conditions. And so this is used a lot in debate. They debate it much back and forth, but it's not doing anything to elicit a feeling about our own impermanence, our own kind of death and impermanence. So we instead need to, like, apply this to ourselves. We need to think, the subject, me, I am impermanent because I am a product, or I am going to die because I am impermanent, and actually contemplate it in relation to ourselves to really give rise to a feeling about wanting to use this right now. We can't just contemplate impermanence in relation to other things.
Otaki mitakula tetsam samshige ya mi mambas semrashe kewa yewe ya mungu marsen.
So that's all I'll say about death and impermanence. For some people it brings on a lot of anxiety. That's not really what we want to do.
Tati ne le yunde sete sumbati ne ngando ko che sumbati le yunde sege ta le yunde sege te namba sangye be kharle go rasena ane anan tawa tenjung dang chepa tsawa me ba sege te le gore ta tawa tenjung se sona kharasena ngaram so ta le kwa yin ba chungwa yin ba yin na du ba chungwa yin ba yin na re di kage che rasena gyula tenje chungwa re es oda tawa tenjung se gyula tenje chungwa re es kinda gore ane ge ta gyula tenje chungwa yin ba yin du ge ane ta gyu yakho ji sawa yin ba yin na ane degu yakho ji yung gire se yon du ge ta gyu yakho tila kar che gore se yon du ge chepa te sosu lega che ge chepa te ne tsuwa mewa chi is ta tsuwa mewa chi se ta degwa nipa yung gyu chirwa tene ge ta tawa tenjung sege te kola sheba yin ba yin na gyula tenne degu chigre se anzu te shego gore namba ge zo namba re ta tene ge baje ge chirube namba ne Chöpawa kasa di chiru chipuwa sige diyang gyula tenne tewa yungasi mambu kele gire. Te maye pege chulu maang chewa chigi gyula tenne tewa chungwa chigi so ma chewa che. Ani chepapu shen chigi ne hindu na so bayana ongchuk tang da tende ki ongchuk tang chi zo tang chi tue she tang sa tende mambu ze wate te zo ku chewa re sige chi mato pege gyula tenne shira si. Kenengi yomare. Inba yenduke, ta ngaramso gyula nangbaji inba inba yina, nangbaji nangbe chwele samatang kentabaji inba yina, ane gyula tenne tegu chunga te samatang ure sewa. Pe chashakwa yina, ta soso tangma ta choko pe chi champu shiwa shi, ta choko champu shiwa chi alam nima chikla Temachini Maduka Yimbayana, China Kibu Mebege, Tambu Trogoji Yoshi, Trogoji Yoshi. That Trogoti Tinjis and Devachini, Deva Kansam Chine, Sosuke Nega Chitang, Matibu Chitang, Peggy Trogoti Nega Chitang Chicken, Matibu Chicken Tone, Kansam Chine, Karche Gresesuna, Yang, Charles, Yungresesuna. Tangama nima chigla yang ting ni motuba tan ta ten ten mambo motuba kibu chune mejo chigla kansam chine pege chobotele yi suni lega chetan chigla matikbe tone ne choboti ta chune tong matonga chine yagatu 코 통서나 나 공부를 했겠도 코 지단들 나 거기 민도 코 마동나 야가도 코 말아 까만고 시부지 저것도 세지 간삼치네 삼라시 통고도 아니야 대주직 샤야고도 와 디 샤야 디 스스스 아니 어주고 세버래 아니 지 소요 세버래 아무나 지 되세가 세버래 세면도 소소랑 세도 와 양은 소소에 내가 제단지 못해 버려 내가 제단지 못해 버려 배주디 파타를 줘래 양만의 배주디 내가 제단지 못해 버려 돈에게 아니 소소 다른 줘래 다 뒤니지네 아니 ते खागा चाने जुम्मन जेला क्यूने मातू बच्चे के समुदाया जिक तां तो को ये बाई ना नमसं जिक कैसे क्यूने शेनी मरुन ताको युगु दोस ऐंडे से योंग रोये तब शायुंग दोआ नमाता कर्सना मातू ना तो क्यूने ट्रीम दो समने के सिद्ध योटे कंसम जिने ओट चेग दोआ दी चिए दी कगे चिए दोसन यामन पेचो दी लेगा चेवा यामन सोचो सोचो लेगा चेवा दी ना चुमा इंबा इप्ती नमसं थे हा राठु दो ठिंगोरे What is it? Sometimes, you take some time, or the June said to a Julian that they were chunked.
So, then the third of these preliminaries is thinking about karma, cause and effect. And so, the Buddha, in his teachings, taught the view of dependent arising, and based upon that, the kind of conduct that goes with it of non harm. And so here, the Buddha taught that all good or bad, whatever arises, all comes from causes and conditions. And so therefore, there's not something that arises causelessly, but rather, if you create a good cause, there will be a good result. And if you create a bad cause, there will be a bad result. So therefore, recognizing this kind of interdependence, dependent arising of results based upon their causes, this then leads to the sort of conduct of non-harm, recognizing that those sort of harmful actions will lead to a bad result. And so here there are those kind of Indian schools that maybe didn't accept, there's one in particular that did not accept cause and effect, but most of the schools in the context of the Buddha accepted some sort of causality of results arising from their particular causes. And so then there are those religions or ways of thinking that accept some sort of omnipotent power, a god that is the creator of everything. If you have this kind of idea of a creator god, then there is not the same sort of causality. These things are made by that omnipotent power, that god, Ishvara, Wangju, whatever it may be called. But here, the contemplation in contrast to that within Buddhism is looking at how everything does arise from causes and conditions. We can think about a very simple example of how if we have a friend who is really dear to you, you and your friend are really close, you have this feeling of like, oh, if I don't get to see them for a few days, I'm going to be so sad, I can't bear to part with this person. You really have this kind of bond with your friend. But then something happens. Maybe it is something that you did that was a little bit off, or something that your friend did that was a little bit off, and all of a sudden, the whole dynamic has changed. It's like if you come to a gathering and you see that your friend is there, your friend, you try to avoid making eye contact. You're like, oh, I can never see this person again, and you try to avoid them. We see that these types of things can happen. And again, it's not as though some sort of creator did this, created that situation, but rather, it's due to our own kind of actions, whether it was something that we did or our friend did. It's the kinds of consequences that come about from our actions that lead to the various results that we experience. So in contrast to the idea of some sort of omnipotent being that is able to create our environment, the Buddha taught instead that causes and effects are linked, and in this way those that are connected with mind are karma.
Yamana Shengi Kushan, but Shanti Chebata, Yamana Sosa Chebat in this Hakuati, Chuan Yamayana, that to this Hakuyoyana, that Tamponi Nera, Yahoo, Cheboy, the Kashibashi was to Tamponi Nera, that Champoshi was Yoyabendu, Dine, Mutuni, Champojang to Yeti, that Yayukakane, Lega Cheboy, the Kashibo, Champo Tansha, Yuju Champson Meba, Gemdu Mogo Meba,
So here, if we are able to see that it is our own actions that bring about results rather than being created by some sort of all-powerful creator, then we see the importance of our own actions, of speaking honestly and being sort of grounded in an attitude of love and compassion towards others. When we see that it is our own actions that will bring about the results that we experience, we then are less likely to do things that are harmful to others, trying to cheat others or steal from them, but instead we cultivate a kind of a loving attitude, being honest and straightforward with others. And so this is really the importance of this contemplation.
From the kind of contemplation about karma, cause and effect, we are told to not engage in harmful actions, or to not to sort of take up the idea of non-harm. When we are able to see that when we engage in certain actions, like harmful actions, it brings a kind of suffering result. And when we engage in positive actions, that brings a good result. Then that is what causes us to actually take up the sort of practice of not harming others. And so here, when we talk about harming others, this isn't just sort of like violence in the terms of like taking weapons against others or hitting them or fighting with them physically, but doing anything that creates some kind of harm. So even lying to others is harmful, right? Or speaking in ways that are divisive or harmful speech, harsh speech, and so forth. Things like taking what is not given when when we steal from others, that is harmful, or sexual misconduct. These are all activities that are harmful. They don't necessarily have to be done with sort of violence, but rather any kind of action that creates harm for another is considered to be something that should be given up. And so the kind of advice, don't do those sorts of harmful actions, that is not just exclusive to Buddhism. All religions kind of teach that sort of message that one should abandon harming others. We shouldn't engage in activities that are harmful to others. And based upon this, we see that in societies, like in countries and so forth, they make laws that are trying to make us respect that idea of not being harmful to others. But if we really internalize this in the sense that we understand this kind of causality, then we can also, by sort of recognizing what actions are harmful, we abandon those actions. And also, on the other hand, we see how it feels like when someone benefits us, when someone does something that is good toward us, that kind of benefit, in turn, recognizing that, we want to give that to others and engage in those kinds of activities that benefit others. So we'll stop here today for the main teaching, and I think open up for questions. So if there are any questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Today I was reading and it said that the opposite of love isn't hatred and anger, it's indifference. And sometimes I think we're so focused that we're not harming anybody, but we're just focused on our own practice or on caring for somebody sick. But we appear indifferent to other people because we don't even see them really. We pass by them and we say hello, but we really don't feel them. And so there's a kind of indifference in that. We don't feel the people in Gaza, we don't feel our next door neighbor or the person sitting here because we're so trying to, I don't know what, learn Tibetan, attain enlightenment, develop compassion. There is a certain kind of dharma indifference. Can I say that? It's sinful for me to say that. That's harsh speech. But it sometimes appears as indifferent.
Okay, there's a lot going on here, Kirsten. So Chidan, the Jampa dan sewagi dochok shedan res, nganso di segyorwa. Yine ta inchi ki keba yina de chi di segyores. Jamse ki dochok shedan ma res, di nangme dago res. Ta mi shenba di kyune masamo dango ches. Ani...
Mi shenda de kare?
Mi shenba ki yawator, samo matango ches, nangme la sharwa. Samsam di jamse ki dokcho res, ta di chi shi res. Ani shenpa di, nato, chiyo ki nyamlen che ki yuna, samsam, ngun su shen la samlo ma tangwa che, nato nyamlen che ya soo drago zingyo res. Ani mi shenpa ki, yangyan nangme la shaya ki nyenka yo rerwa. Nato soso ki nyamlen soo drago zingyo. Zine da di mishenbagi kange kari yueba di samu matangwa ches. Igi nyenka yore, nyenka yore bes tao di.
Yagotu chewa yagotu.
It's a good question. I'm not sure if I got it across correctly, but.
Chesan, tanda, zogo di nubcho gucho la, kongro sege di, yichim yichik tuba chikeke mares. Di chen igi, Chambata Ninji Tokjo Tian, Jimmy Kongo Shakoya Mindusi, Kachati, Mangush, Rotegu Saranati, Tingan and Koso. Himba Yuki, Tindiki, Tachi, Chambata Ninji, Sigeti, Mune, Siena, Samotan Guyati, Nami Masha Bati, Siena Samotan Guet, Mune, Yakushu, Tu, Ti, Sien Nami Shayati, Ti Tokjo Rue, Sesona. Tokcho chwa chik rei ta, tokcho kaptuk rangi. Yue bat ta meba nyigi, yue bat tokcho la meba kaptuk rueya jiyorwa. Meba tokcho la yue bat kaptuk rueya tokcho rueya se na, anna di maris. Ta peki samlo ko thone ge sam tang tang chena khondro ti ni zawa ge chamba ge tokcho khande se chogor sana khondro ti samlo ti khare khande se sam tang gor sana shena ne ba ra sam tang gor khondro ti shen la ne ba sam tang de be thong ma den ba ni je bo me jo ta tsupu jo si ta de ge si tsupu jo si ta de jo tsupu si bo si ta de ge de ge tokcho la khare sana Jambu tak wet. Jamba, ah, ting edge. This you are Jambu share, Jambu share, and the Dilakanga might have a share of China. Some, what did some look did? Could you pay a dollar to do to worry? Oh, did, Doctor did, Manzoga, a lot of tetan take a doctor, crypto to her, Jodangi, Doctor did it. Oh, did, eh, Doctor went and Jodang to Sori. In Bayana, Nami Tangetti. When I get some bad news, doctor, the rest in the marie, the damari. Maris, what the singing is, Latanti, that number and get doctor sitting your ordination, so shoes. That's also around Yamira, so around Yamit, and she and Nami, they catch a day, a chavati, and Dian Shila, Namita, and Gunjurus, the choice, Dian Gunjuri. This summer tayati, Kulu di, summer tayati. Shen di cheto, yi samba, shen la manu ve cheto yi samba kulung di tang nege, soso rang cheto samba tang ena, di pentua shiwa yore, di nangba ka shunye cheva na, tikpa chimbyo cho tang, ane ge, paling ge cho yu, zindang nege, nane, paling cho yu di, so rang, dago kyam nege, di che so na, pena chungse ne she she goye na, arang zo cho ke minem ge cheke cha she goye mbe na, ane ge, Nghe mi se so na, nga chung kang la chukur hi, si gu duwa. Nghe mi se so na, ta chun hi chigir ma re. Khar sa na, ngala kanga khar chigir, tangpo puli si chukur. Nipa khar sa na, chung kang la tegir si. Sumpa khar sa na, nye che tengir si. O de so so rang, si gu duwa. Di chue keme lenge chigi, sam tangay na, di si gu yu re. She lam. Ta nipa di khar sa so na, paling chu ju gozo zi na, Shena Keksu Shesuna, Keksu Shebeg, Jebu de Ramarang Yungri, Marang Nugri, Dig Dickus Segri, Dickus Sasuna, Makiwa Juman Yawa Yungu Maris. Ta Keksu Shebatan, Sochebatan, Talega, Dugja Che, Ridi, Pa Chesuna, Kula, Nemanu, Sanomatanche, Kula di Chesuna, Mati, Jebu di Dugja, Marang Yungri, Di Yonsuna, Marangana Tegri, Di Wangi, Takiwa Juman Jumanakan Tegri, Di Che. Yes, what did you go? Balling to you, Tank, Zenjura. Tang Ransu di Chigumari, Shella, Tichene, Maneva Chieti, Rangla, Maneva King, Sosula, Nit, Tipasigri, Samba Tene, Shella, Maneva Samba Imbegi, Shella Pentuachetos, Ranchikuran Tung, Tuna de Mindu, Ranchetu Legra, Changjang, Santa Mindu, Shengachetu Samba. Sedu, not even she be sure somebody or two spa some tower. They do that, Shenang men, Maton, see a day, they watch a big chula, yep, catching a shiver, Shenang, Chantan, Marie. They touch it, they watch a big chula, she has some matan get it, got your tissue chigreta.
So, here and again, there's always something lost in translation. But as far as that quotation, that the opposite of anger or of love is not anger or hatred, but is indifference, we can't. Buddhists would not be willing to accept that. Just in the sense that it is really important to be able to develop love and compassion. We have to be paying attention to others, like acknowledge them, right, in order to develop that sense of love. But when they talk about things as being opposites, that's like their aspects and they're in direct opposition. So when you're viewing someone with like anger or hatred, and part of the problem here is that sometimes in the West, anger isn't always seen as a bad thing. And so here I'm conflating anger and hatred, and those are a kind of mind that looks at another with a sort of like, want to harm, this aspect of like being really rough towards them and like wanting to inflict some kind of harm. Whereas love is that sort of like affectionate attitude towards others, the aspect of a loving attitude towards others and that kind of hate attitude are in exact opposition. But at the same time, you can't develop a kind of attitude of love and compassion for others if you don't acknowledge and see them and really are paying attention to them. So to be indifferent toward others is a huge obstacle for developing and practicing this path. And so here, I'm not sure if in terms of the second part of your question I got it fully across, but I mean, for the really, what one is trying to do if you are practicing the Mahayana Dharma is to genuinely develop this attitude of thinking about others. Our intention in practicing is to be able to benefit others, is for the benefit of others. And so for that, like, we can think about in distinction to that sort of intention and attitude, like in, for example, the Pali tradition, which is focused on one's own liberation alone. Or like, let's step back and think of someone who's not religious at all. They might think like, well, I'm not gonna engage in killing because that's gonna be bad for me. Like, I'm gonna break the law, I might get caught by the police, I'm gonna receive this kind of punishment, all of these things. That might be their reasoning for abandoning that negativity, right? They're not even thinking about karma and effect. But then you get to the level of someone who is practicing for their own, you know, purposes, and they are thinking about, well, I don't want to lie to others, I don't want to do these actions that are harmful to others, because the result will ripen back on me. It's again still thinking about how you're doing that harmful action, lying, killing, whatever, will bring a result that's going to be detrimental to you, more so than what others are experiencing. And so on top of just sort of in this system of the Mahayana wanting to abandon harming others, there is that desire to actually benefit them, but there's also an acknowledgement of their kind of suffering and pain and wanting to alleviate that, right? Our whole motivation is based upon benefiting others. And so in this system, having that kind of indifference or just not even acknowledging, thinking, or taking the time to think about others, you can't generate the kind of love and compassion that are necessary for, and so if you're really generating this attitude, your practice shouldn't be so narrow focused on just what you're doing, but it really is about trying to benefit others. Does that get at it at all, or I'm seeing skepticism?
So just keep trying, okay.
Mutine betsun chegore, roa? Manso rangden so chene ta tanta bardu shibo yo ro ani di kale khabo re ro.
Okay.
Could it be that the love that we give to one could be the love that we give to all? It's the same love. We think we're giving it to just one person because we're helping this one person. But if we see it as this love, then we can also see it as the love that potentially can benefit all, and so we can expand it to giving to all as we give to one.
다 원수 다 미치기 전에 다 잠세 공기유나 이 오늘 심진 탐지기 전에 니치기유나 다 심진 탐지라 다 예루 당야기 코카피어와
게르야
게르다야
디라브레 그래 어 다당보 닌지 곰세티 당보 닌지 당보 심제 탐제치로 남산 닌지 곰토에 가래 가고요 좋아 당보 라게 전도 삼당 당보 소소 동안에 다뜨티 야고 시상당 내게 디야 유에서나 신에 랑게 들려요베 미츠소 소소 당 세와 유메 당고네 직 셈다 니보 요교가 셈다 니보 요교 테즈게 강아디 삼당데 아니 고 삼당 디 오지 야고 중소는 신에 네 다른로 렌로 렌로 땅에 네 셈제 탐세 제도 예스 오토스 닌지 고메데 땡원에 땡데 용거레 다 셈제 탐세게 제도 예스는 셈제 삼마 삼도레레 땅에 용거레에서 띠까네 갖고 쉐오레 띠까네 갖고레 배나 심지어 담지는 마 따로 지치면은 만족이 강바 뒤 토가네 와도 미 먹고 싶어 주셔 좀 이유는
In response to what you're saying, Kathy, it's important to recognize that for us to, like, when we're meditating on love and compassion, here he moved to compassion, it's not as though we can immediately go to, like, all sentient beings. It's not possible for us. We need to first think about, like, wanting to alleviate our own suffering and having that sense of, like, what it is to alleviate suffering for ourselves, and then apply that to those that we are close to. And we really have a feeling about, like, wanting to alleviate their sufferings, and then we're slowly able to expand it out more and more and more. It's not as though, like, in each situation we're able, like, it's not actually benefiting all sentient beings, but when we're trying to develop these attitudes beyond just, like, saying the words, you have to generate it in a way that it expands out from those that you really have a feeling about. Like, we can't, I mean, if we think about, like, if this whole room were filled with all kinds of people, and it's like, well, look at each one, or, like, when we think about, oh, work for the aims of all sentient beings, it's not like we can go through each and every single one, right? We need to sort of have this like vantage point to be able to see all of them, but it begins when we're training with our own mind. Like, we have to generate that sort of feeling in relation to those that we feel close to, and then expand that out and generate it in a really genuine way. So that's sort of an extension to that. But so if there are those whose questions we couldn't get to today, I'm sorry, the time is up for today, but hopefully we'll have a chance to respond to those again in the future. So thank you.
Thank you, Manuel.